Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, fire up that grill or smoker, get out in your neighborhood and create some grill envy. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us. And it is the weekend, so it's the Grilling Guys. You're tuned into the right station right now because we have some fun coming up for you. And Jop, I know you've had a great week. I've been texting you all week. I got to see you back for the fireworks. We can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
But what else cool? Did you grill anything cool this week?
You know, I did, and I had a little bit of fun with it. We had a bunch of people over, and I did chicken three different ways on the grill. I did it on skewers, and then I actually did some offset cooking on the gas grill for some legs. I hung them from one of those racks, like you do chicken wings, only they were the actual legs, because for crepe's sakes, they're cheaper now. You pay $2.29 for chicken wings, and you pay 89 cents for chicken legs and get three times the meat.
Not if you keep talking about it.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And then I just did some plain old grilled chicken with some barbecue sauce on it. But, you know, Yardbird, good stuff in the summer. Everybody loves it. And just a little variation, you know, one, two, three different ways so that everybody had something.
That's a great point. People almost, no matter what people like or don't like, their do's and don'ts, everybody eats chicken.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Should be the American bird.
You want to peel the skin
either.
Off it. You want to leave it on. Doesn't matter. You know, I like the thighs and the legs because they tend to stay a little juicier than a breast
does.
I'm
just glad it's not our national bird.
Right.
Then we couldn't eat it.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving. And we'll get into this kayak story later.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. I have been, I was lax for about a week. I had so much going on that I wasn't going to the gym. But I got back into the Snap Fitness routine, so just one or two days back, and I can't tell you the adrenaline rush that goes through me when I walk through the door. Swipe my badge, walk in, and that tired fat boy that's just dreading going there, all of a sudden it's like my headset's on, I'm getting pumped, I see all these guys running around grunting and sweating, and it's like, all right, I'm getting at this. And just a few days, you're right back into the groove. So if you fell off the wagon, get back in there. Go to Snap Fitness. It's a good place to be.
Yeah, speaking of falling off the wagon, a little bit later in the show, we've got a guy named John O'Connor from Long Road Distillery.
Oh.
And this guy is making spirits like I've never tasted before. I mean, this is smooth as your baby's butt or maybe your hard abs now from going to Snap Fitness. But either way, we're going to break some of that down. You're not going to want to miss that because, holy cow, is this stuff smooth.
Next week, I am headed to the American Legion Post in Grand Rapids. I'm a new member up on the Beltline, Post 311. And we're having
dollar beers.
This is more of a social club. It's not like a bar that's open all the time. It's philanthropy and doing things for vets. But they're open once a month. We have a meeting once a month. And we're having an all-star game cookout. So Tuesday night I'll be there throwing down the grill, giving all these boys a break. They're dying for some new blood in there because their knuckles are pretty scorched. So
right.
They were happy to throw me on the grill.
Place for you.
But, you know, the big thing I'm looking forward to is in August. I'm working like crazy on my house.
Right.
And in August, my daughter Emily's coming home with her husband Matt and the twins.
Right, your first grandchildren.
I'm going to get to see my little granddaughters. So we're having a massive pool party, and I'm going to be cooking for a couple hundred people, so I'm going to need your help.
Sounds like I am too. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But no, that's good because I always love to see your family when they get back into town, as well as who can't go to a pool party in Barbecue Bob's backyard without eating well and drinking even better. So
yeah, you'll do both
well. It should be a lot of fun. So let me tell you about the drink that I fell in. over the weekend because this story is goofy.
Okay? No, it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's okay. Classic Jop. Is what right. This is.
So we get this wild brain idea that we want to go kayaking, and I don't own kayaks. It's been since I was a kid since I've been in a kayak, but how hard can it be? Low center of gravity. You aren't going to dump. It's all good. So we decide we're going to go up the river. And we've been told that we got to do this bridge-to-bridge tour in West Michigan here on this river that's called the Flat River up in northeast Kent County.
Right by my house.
Right. So we start driving, and we think we know where the upper bridge is on the river. And lo and behold, we drove right by it, and we ended up in this little town called Belding. And, hey, there's a park right beside the river.
We'll there's a bridge.
Right below the bridge. We'll just put in here. And so we think that, you know, somebody told us to be a couple hours. We knew we were a little farther up the river, but you know, not too bad. Well, we get into this thing. 3.5 hours later, no water, no food, no beer, no sunscreen, because we thought it was just going to be a little couple-hour trip. We come into this big backwater above the dam in the river.
Was Michelle calling you Skipper?
Yeah, right. She was calling me something, but it wasn't Skipper. But anyway, we get down there, and it's an hour paddle against the wind with no current. Prior to getting to this backwater, we were in the current. It's kind of easy little cruise, right? But we think, man, hey, we're here. Oh, no. The dam's only about halfway. What was supposed to be a two-hour trip turns into about a six-hour trip, smoking burnt. To a crisp, I am.
3 hour tour.
Yeah. And the best part is I get to the dam and there's a little portage dock where you're supposed to get out and haul your kayak over. Well, the water's so damn low, this portage dock is at least 4 foot off the water. And now I'm thinking, oh man, I got to stand up in this freaking kayak. And nope, I'm not doing it. So I go over to the side.
Hold on, time out. Mr. Producer, Brian Fongers is the wizard at the big board today. Now, Brian, I want to paint you a picture. When you were a kid, did you watch Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead, John. Yeah.
So anyway, I go, now I'm going to make my own portage spot because you can't get up on a dock. It's 4 foot above the water. And lo and behold, I'm dragging the thing out. I slip and fall under mossy rocks. I end up in the water, flood my kayak. I'm grunting like a hog trying to get that thing out of the water. And I finally, 20 minutes, you want to talk about unfit dude? I need some snap fitness.
You want to talk about a battered girlfriend? Yeah. I bet Michelle was just shell-shocked.
So anyway, long story short, 6 hours, we got done, and it was about the last 2.5 hours. The last thing I want to be doing was kayaking, but man, did I make a big mistake.
Hey, Jop, did your girlfriend have to carry you out of the water?
Right, no, she was screaming, though, because we didn't have phones with us either, because we thought it'd just be a couple hours, don't want to be bothered with them, get them wet or whatever. Yeah, so she's like panicking because I literally do the Nestea plunge off the edge of the dam, and she's worried about me hitting rocks and all kind of. Oh, shit. It was a mess. It was a mess, dude.
Man, a YouTube moment that was uncaptured.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, happy holiday weekend.
Right, right? Yeah.
You know,
right.
I think it's probably better for the show ratings that that's not a video anyway, because we want to preserve your godlike status as a grilling guy.
Right, yeah. Well, not a kayaker. I'm gonna go there. So anyway.
You know, you didn't call me.
Right. So I spent the rest of the that was Sunday morning we did that. I spent the rest of the day Sunday and all day Monday just in agony because I was burned to a crisp. Blistering up and peeling now, and it's just a mess.
And you call
just
me all the mess. Time. And,
I know.
And I've kayaked that a bunch of times. Well, I've even got the kayaks.
You know,
you could have taken one extra kayak just for some liquid.
Right, yeah, exactly. We could have and should have done a lot of things we didn't do. But
dude, anyway. We've all been on trips like that, so it takes a big man to admit it.
Well, it was the drink I didn't want to take, but I did anyway.
In the next segment, let me tell you what. We got a guy named John O'Connor coming in here from Long Road Distillers, the newest, biggest splash in West Michigan. In the spirit world, it's the biggest thing in the U.S. right now because this guy's winning awards all around the country. So there's a splash you're going to want to make.
Yeah, stick with us. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll be back.